a little weird. Funny coming here today and going to the away locker room. But, you know, everybody's been great so far. We're very welcoming. And, you know, it was good to get out there and skate with the guys. And, you know, obviously I've met everybody so far. So it's everything's been really good.
Did you see this coming?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we were a week out and no talks. And, you know, being a UFA, you know, obviously in a rebuild there for the Sens. I was pretty, it was pretty evident that the writing was on the wall for me. And yeah, I didn't really, maybe just surprised I was on a game day because I was getting ready for a game and, you know, it caught me out of the blue in that regard. But yeah, realistically definitely saw it coming.
You liked it here from what I could tell. Were you hurt that there were no talks at least?
I wouldn't say hurt. I understand the business. Maybe just a little surprised. Yeah, I did enjoy my time here a lot. And, you know, I can't say enough good things about the organization. And obviously, you know, trading for me from San Jose, they gave me a great opportunity. And I'm always very thankful for that. And I think I've made some lifelong friends here in Ottawa and enjoyed my time. You know, it's a shame we just couldn't work out something. There's no hard feelings or anything like that. You know, obviously, I did prefer to stay here. It was definitely a top choice for me to stay here in Ottawa. We just weren't able to work anything out.
What's the biggest challenge for you today?
Probably just get familiar with our systems here in Winnipeg and, you know, just try to absorb as much information as possible so I can play, you know, within the system of our team. So we're all on the same page. You know, obviously being the first game here against Ottawa, got to flush it pretty quickly. And, you know, I think for me, it's just kind of just getting acquainted with everything, how we do things here.
Make sure you're passing to the right team.
Make sure I'm passing the right team. Shouldn't be hard. The colors are quite different.
What are the benefits to being able to stick around here for a couple of days rather than gathering your belongings, jumping on a plane, heading somewhere else? Or
yeah, I guess I maybe had extra time to pack and do some laundry. And, yeah, I guess there wasn't as big of a rush. I remember when I got traded from San Jose, I had to leave the following morning. So it was just a mad rush to pack as much things. And, yeah, I guess that was nice to not have to freak out too much. I was able to kind of digest things a little bit. And, yeah, I guess it's kind of funny how it works out.
How did you move before help you deal with the emotional side of things this time around?
Yeah, no, for sure. I think it does. You know, I could see this coming, though. I was obviously preparing myself mentally for it. And, you know, all month of February, you know, it's in the back of your mind, unfortunately. And you're a human being. And like I said, I liked it here. And I guess the human side of it is that, you know, when you enjoy a place and you're kind of attached to it, it's hard to sometimes let it go. And but I knew professionally that, you know, things weren't looking very good in regards to staying here. So, like I said, when you're 2 weeks out, a week out, and it's been quiet, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's easy to see how things are. And again, I'm just really excited here, though, to be here, this opportunity. And I think, you know, on the surface, obviously, it's a great fit. And I think, you know, this could definitely be a place long term that could be a good fit. So I think, you know, my goal, obviously, is not to look too far ahead. We've got to, you know, win some games here, get in the playoff spot. And, you know, starts tonight here against Ottawa.
Looked like on the skate this morning, like Line A was helping you out just with the drill and stuff. What was your first impression just walking into this room for a team that's trying to get in here?
Well, it's a very tight-knit group. I can tell already everybody's joking, laughing. You know, everybody's been, you know, very open arms to me and welcoming me. And, yeah, it just seems like a fun group. The guys like to work hard. And there's obviously, you know, it's a good team top to bottom and very well coached. And I think I'll fit in here very well.
Do you see pressure in the same group? You haven't talked much?
And I mean, yeah, I guess there is a possibility for sure, I think. You know, I don't know what's going on with his contract, but, you know, obviously every day he kept closer, there's a chance he'd be gone.
Dylan, you talked to a couple of your guys, your former teammates now, very complimentary about you. You know, the thing they say is not a lot of flash, but just they trust you. Is that how you sort of saw your game?
Well, for sure. I think, you know, I'm just a steady, smart defenseman. I just, you know, just try to play as hard as I can and, you know, try to help this team any way I can. If it's, you know, playing good defense, blocking a shot, you know, taking a hit to make the play. I think I'm a guy that does a lot of little things well that maybe you don't see often. You know, and I just think whatever role I play, I just try to do the best I can.
Did you do a little talking with Nathan already about, you know, you're pairing up with him tonight?
Yeah, just a little bit. And, you know, I know Nate a little bit from, you know, his summers in London and spent a little bit of time with him, skating with him and stuff. And I'm excited with that familiarity and, you know, he's had a great year so far, and I'm looking forward to I'm probably going to have to lean on him a little bit here in regards to our systems and just, you know, kind of day-to-day operations. So I'm looking forward to having a good partnership with him.
You you mentioned that you were surprised it was a game day. Like, were you taking your nap, or can you kind of walk us through how you found out about the deal?
Yeah, I was just having a pre-game meal at home. I don't like to eat too early, so I take it home, and I was just eating the kitchen table with my wife, and saw, you know, a call from Pierre, and I, you know, when you see Pierre's calling at this time of the year, when we haven't much, you know, no contract negotiations, I figured I was getting dealt, and, you know, I answered it, and, you know, he thanked me everything for I've done here, and he said it was an easy phone call to make, and, yeah, he told me I was going to Winnipeg, and, you know, just obviously a ton of emotions, you know, disappointed to leave, but at the same time, you know, I was really happy to be here in Winnipeg, and I think this is a great team, and I think it's a great fit for me, and I'm really looking forward to playing some big games here down the stretch and hopefully getting the playoffs.
What's it been like for you then, if you don't mind me asking, did you hook up with some of your new teammates last night, or is this the first time you saw them today? How does that work?
I saw a few of the guys. You know, my wife, she was going back home to London. I guess the timing worked out okay. She's got a bridal shower and some things to do. So I dropped her off at the airport, and then I had all my stuff packed, and I took an Uber and went to the hotel and at the Brook Street, and I thought I'd get acquainted with some of the guys last night a little bit, and this morning meet everybody at breakfast, and and obviously this morning meeting everybody. So I saw a few guys, and obviously guys have reached out and texted last couple of days, so it was nice to you know, obviously to kind of put maybe a face to the name and all that. So it was good, and like I said, everybody's been very welcoming, and you know, it's looking forward to this opportunity.
What's the challenge of moving Brady Tkachuk out of the blue paint tonight?
Well, I mean, once he gets in there, he's tough to move, so I guess maybe try to get out of the D zone as quick as possible so he doesn't get in there. No, it'll be fun. I think Brady's such a great kid, and such a big piece of that team already. He's such a, you know, a powerful player already as his second year in the league as a young guy. He's only going to get stronger and better. I'm looking forward to the challenge. I'm sure he's going to try to hit me 12 times tonight as he usually does with other teams' D. So it'll be a good battle. I'm looking forward to it.
Any significance to the number 12?
No. Just try to throw a 2 in there, and maybe it's a forward number, maybe get me some goals.
Are you looking forward to that goal maybe being tonight?
Would love to. Hopefully it works out. Hopefully we get a goal, but hopefully we get a win. That's more important. So.